Today we are reading from Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya Veda chapter 17, entitled The Lord Travels to Vrindavan. The verse is not written in the board, so we will read and comment. Text number 61. At this moment we are, who remembers who was here last week, last Sunday, and what was the topic of discussion and where we were, if someone can remember. I know we're in Kali Yuga and we have short memories, and also many of you were not here, so no, there is no problem, but maybe someone can remember. Go ahead, you seem to have something in your mind. No? What did we discuss? Or something related to food, if that helps.
The six exchange between the devotees, prasadam and prasadam.
Very good. We discussed the six loving exchanges among devotees. That's a good memory. Good. What was this related? Why did we discuss this? What did Lord Chaitanya do that make us talk about that? Very good.
Special Vaishnavas.
Very good.
Discussion about the
Brahman. Very good. He will accept, Lord Chaitanya will accept food. This was when he was traveling to Vrindavan, after passing through the Janikandha forest and making all the wild animals of the jungle chant Hare Krishna and dance in ecstasy. And they were embracing, they were, the tigers were kissing the deers and the deers were kissing the tigers. And there was no lust, was only pure love, was real, divine kissing and embracing and totally in ecstasy, the exchanges of the spiritual world. So after Lord Chaitanya passed through the jungle, he continued his travels, and then he was stopping in the villages. Sometimes he would take prasad in the houses of Brahmana Vaishnavas. Not just Brahmanas, but Vaishnavas. Even if they were coming from Shudra families, Prabhupada was discussing about the Shudra Mahajans, those who were born in Shudra families, but through the process of initiation by the association of devotees, of a bona fide spiritual master, had become Vaishnavas. Then Lord Chaitanya very happily would accept food from them and reciprocate in the in loving exchange, accepting prasad. So this is the situation, and now we continue, Lord Chaitanya continues traveling. Who remembers how many persons are traveling with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? This is a little tricky question, but okay, I'm asking it. I'm telling you it's tricky. So, how many persons are traveling with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu during this trip?
One.
One? Sure? Who? Okay, what was the name of the person? Very good. Balabhadra Bhattacharya. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was a Brahmana who had been sent by Saruptamadara Goswami, Ramananda Roy, to accompany the Lord and to cook for him, because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to travel alone. Are you sure there was only one person? Not exactly. Govinda Das is one of Lord Chaitanya's servants, but not during this time. There is one anonymous servant who today we will read about him, only very briefly. He's anonymous, but he also got the mercy. Even he is not mentioned, he got the mercy. Why Kaviraj Goswami does not mention him, we don't know. But but he's there. So anyway, let's read and see what happens. I will read, in most of the verses, I will read just the translations, because there are many without purport, and then one or two verses I may read the Sanskrit or Bengali. Balabhadra Bhattacharya used to cook all kinds of vegetables gathered from the forest, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very pleased to accept these preparations. Balabhadra Bhattacharya used to keep a stock of food grains that would last from 2 to 4 days. They were starving by food. They didn't have a car or a... No, I think he was keeping somehow. He was keeping the stock with him. Balabhadra Bhattacharya used to keep a stock of food grains that would last from 2 to 4 days. Where there were no people, he would cook the grains and prepare vegetables, spinach, roots, and fruits collected from the forest. The Lord was always very happy to eat these forest vegetables. And he was even happier when he had an opportunity to stay in a solitary place. Balabhadra Bhattacharya was so affectionate to the Lord that he was rendering service just like a menial servant. His assistant Brahmana, here he is, his assistant Brahmana carried the water pot and garments. Actually, in the beginning, in the previous sections, Swarupananda Goswami and Ramananda Roy suggest that he takes 2 people with him. And he says, one servant who will cook for you, and another servant who can help carrying the clothes and with assisting in other ways. And then only Balabhadra Bhattacharya is mentioned. That's why I said it was tricky, because we only heard about Balabhadra Bhattacharya, and it was not mentioned that the second servant was there. But here he was very, very quietly and named, anonymous, receiving the full mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and being a witness to all the wonderful pastimes of the Lord. You can imagine all the wild animals going mad in ecstasy, singing the holy name of Krishna, and this anonymous fellow, great Vaishnava devotee, very quiet, was seeing everything. And somehow Kalidasa Swami, for some reason, maybe he didn't know the name, he was not so prominent, but he was getting the mercy. We may have a big title, but if we don't get the mercy, what is the point of having a big title? But he had no title, no name, but he's getting the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The Lord used to bathe 3 times a day in the warm water of the waterfalls. He also used to heat himself morning and evening with a fire made of the limitless wood. So, a very simple life. High thinking, simple living. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is there. Mahaprabhu is giving the example. While traveling in this secluded forest and feeling very happy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made the following statement. My dear Bhattacharya, I have traveled very far through the forest, and I have not even slightly received any trouble. Krishna is very merciful, especially to me. He has shown his mercy by bringing me on this path through the forest. Thus, he has given me great pleasure. Before this, I decided to go to Vrindavan and on the way see my mother, the river Ganges, and other devotees once again. I thought that once again I will see and meet all the devotees and take them with me to Vrindavan. Thus I went to Bengal, and I was very happy to see my mother, the river Ganges, and the devotees. However, when I started for Vrindavan, many thousands and millions of people gathered and began to go with me. This was when she met Sri Sanatana Goswami and Sri Rupa Goswami in Ramakeli. And so many, many people were following him. So in some other sections of Chaitanya Charitamrita, it is described that there were so many people, and sometimes he wanted to take the dust of the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and they would make holes. You can imagine how many people. After the people will pass, you will notice that something happened there. Not an ordinary earthquake, nor a big flood. It was the flood of the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his followers, his pure devotees. And then all the dust was taken and scattered over the place. Thus, I was going to Vrindavan with a big crowd, but through the mouth of Sanatana, Krishna taught me a lesson. Thus, by making some impediment, he has brought me on a path through the forest to Vrindavan. Krishna is an ocean of mercy. He is especially merciful to the poor and fallen. Without his mercy, there is no possibility of happiness. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then embraced Balabhadra Bhattacharya and told him, "It is only by your kindness that I am now so happy." Balabhadra Bhattacharya replied, "My dear Lord, you are Krishna himself, and therefore you are merciful. I am a fallen living entity, but you have bestowed a great favor upon me. Sir, I am most fallen, yet you have brought me with you. Showing great mercy, you have accepted food prepared by me." So he considers himself qualified to cook up for Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And Sri Chaitanya is very thankful, expressing his gratitude. "You have made me your carrier Garuda, although I am no better than a condemned crow. Thus you are the independent personality of Godhead, the original Lord." And then he quotes this verse which we recited in the beginning in order to invoke blessings from the spiritual master and from the Lord, to be able to say something to the glorification of the Lord. And he's quoting this verse. "Mukam karoti vacharam pangum langayate girim yatkripatamaham vande paramananda madhavam." This is the original verse, paramananda madhavam. The Supreme Personality of Godhead has the form of Satchitananda Vigraha, transcendental bliss, knowledge, and eternity. "I offer my respectful obeisances unto He who turns the dumb into eloquent speakers and enables the lame to cross mountains. Such is the mercy of the Lord." Purport by His Divine Grace Prabhupada, very short. This is a quotation from the Bhavartha Dipika commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Who remembers Bhavartha Dipika? Whose commentary is this? Anyone who has studied, if you don't need to study, but Sridhara Swami's commentary on Srimad Bhagavatam. Sridhara Swami is the original, I would say traditional, commentator, classical commentator of the Bhagavatam. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had great regard and respect for Sridhara Swami's commentary. When Bhadravacharya came to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saying that, "I have written a commentary, a very beautiful commentary on the Bhagavatam. My commentary is better than Sridhara Swami's commentary. Please listen to him. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu didn't want to hear. Of course, there is Lila. Sri Balabhacharya was a great personality, great Acharya Vaishnava, but somehow there was some kind of pride there, in, or at least in the Lila. We have no one to judge, but something was there in his expression of appreciation for his own commentary. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu answered, whoever does not follow the Swami is a prostitute. Because in some places in India, the wife calls the husband Swami. Prabhu and Swami are synonymous. So he was saying, if you are not chaste to the previous Acharya, if you are not chaste to the previous commentator, then you are a prostitute. Or he was teaching to whomever will do that in the future, that person is not changed, is corrupted, and will not get their mercy. So we see here how it seems to me that the Bhavatadipika commentary was very well known during those times, or perhaps we could say Kaviraj Goswami, the author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, his inspiration, his visualizing what Balabhadra must have said, being a learned Brahmana. So he quoted from the previous Acharyas. Text 81. In this way, Balabhadra offered his prayers to the Lord by rendering service and proclaiming ecstatic love. He pacified the Lord's mind. Finally, the Lord, with great happiness, arrived at the holy place called Kashi. There he took his bath in the bathing ghat known as Manikarnika, purple. Kashi is another name for Varanasi, Benares. It has been a place of pilgrimage since time immemorial. Two rivers named Asi and Varuna merge there. Manikarnika is famous because, according to the opinion of great personalities, a bejeweled earring fell there from the ear of Lord Vishnu. According to some, it fell from the ear of Lord Shiva. The word mani means jewel, and karnika means from the ear. According to some, Lord Vishwanath, Lord Shiva, is a great physician who cures the disease of material existence by delivering a person through the ear which receives the vibration of the holy name. Of the holy name of Sri Ram. Because of this, this holy place is called Manikarnika. It is said that there is no better place than where the river Ganges flows. And the bathing ghat known as Manikarnika is especially sanctified, because it is very dear to Lord Vishwanath. In the Kashi Kanda it is said, Samsari chinta manirata yasma tarakam sajana karnikayam shivo vidyate sahasanta kale tadgiyate sau manikarni kheti mukti lakshmi mahapitamanis tat charanapchayo karnikeyam tatat prahur yam jana manikarnikam. According to the Kashi Kanda, if one gives up his body at Manikarnika, he is liberated simply by remembering Lord Shiva's name. So that's a good place to die. If one is going to die, Lord Shiva will come and chant Hare Ram in the ear of the person. We can even very much. Just by being there, Lord Shiva will save us. So, one important topic mentioned in this section is the topic of mercy. The Lord is giving mercy, and mercy is a recurrent topic we find throughout the Srimad Bhagavatam. We find it also in Bhagavad Gita. We find it in the Upanishads. Nayamatma pravachanena lapyo nabahuda nameta yashvatena. It is not possible to know Krishna, to know the Supreme Soul, to know the Soul, to know His glories, unless the Lord decides that this person must know me. It is not possible through pravachan, through speeches. We can speak philosophical topics, nor through metta, through intelligence, through jnana, nor through, even through hearing. It is amazing because in other places, it is said that the process is Srimatam Svakta Krishna Punya Shrava Kirtana. By hearing and chanting about Krishna, we are able to get His mercy, to cleanse the heart. But in some places it is said that unless the Lord chooses that person, no matter how much we endeavor, it is not possible. So it is beyond our capacity. So the topic of mercy is a recurrent important element of devotional service. And unless we receive the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we are not able to really see Krishna. We are not able to remember Krishna. We are not able to understand He who cannot be understood by anybody. So understand. Understand, there is a Christian saint, Santa Teresa of Avila, she will talk about understand through not understanding. Understand by not understanding. She had great realization actually. It means that she abandoned jnana in order to realize the Lord. She was praying to Jesus, to God. She abandoned jnana in order to connect with pure love, with her worship of the Lord. And this is the process prescribed by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Ultimately, jnana should be abandoned. Not artificially, but should be that in as much as jnana becomes an impediment to love the Lord, then should be abandoned. When we try to explain everything intellectually, rationalize everything, and this impedes the flow of the love to serve Krishna without any hindrances, then that should be abandoned. And the answer should be accepted only in order to remember Krishna, in order to serve Krishna, as much as we need a walking stick to cross through the jungle of material existence. A stick may be helpful for many things, so we carry with it. So jnana, knowledge given by Krishna, may be helpful, so we carry it. But whenever it's a hindrance, then we shouldn't use it or even we can abandon it. Here I am digressing, but it is better. Santa Teresa of Avila, she will say, in prayer to the Lord, she will say there are three, this was her own realization, three points, three main elements. Will, understanding, and memory. So she said, understanding and memory should be abandoned, should be suspended. Only will remains, the will of praying to the Lord, being there with the Lord. But understanding and memory It's a hindrance. Memory, what do we remember usually? Memory, meaning the material memory, doesn't help much. We're thinking what I did yesterday. We're thinking memory ahead, what I will do later on. We are thinking so many things, what I did in my previous life before being a devotee. And so many interferences come through. And this impedes receiving the mercy of the Lord. So the mercy can receive only when the Lord is, he wants to be. Yet, personal endeavor, personal behavior, sadhaka, is also important. Because, for example, here we see who is receiving the mercy of the Lord. Balabhadra Bhattacharya and the anonymous servant. Among the associates who are traveling with him. Why did they receive the mercy? Because they were well behaved. Previously, when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu traveled to South India, he had a servant named Kala Krishnadas. And Kala Krishnadas was bound by a spell. A spell, there was a tribe, kind of gypsy tribe, something like that. They had some power, they were doing all kinds of black magics. And somehow they wanted to steal from them, they wanted to do something, or just control the minds of people. So they enticed Kala Krishnadas with women from the tribe. And Kala Krishnadas fell down. And he left Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Even he was personally with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He left him to go with the gypsy women and then to join the tribe. So Sri Prabhupada mentions how even if we are in the association of the Lord, we shouldn't take it for granted, because Kala Krishnadas, he had a personal association of the Lord. He had what we will desire to have. The personal association in the Leela, in the manifest Leela of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He could directly see his beautiful, transcendentally beautiful golden form. And be completely mesmerized by seeing him. But somehow, he lost it. And he became attracted by ordinary, was not Miss World, which also is Maya, but even by ordinary type women, just in the power of the material energy. Very, very powerful. So then she said to Mahaprabhu, when they proposed him, he said, I want to go alone to Vrindavan. I don't want to take anybody. Then they said, please take one or two servants. Sarup Damodara Goswami and Ananda Roy, they were recommending in this way. And then the Lord said, no, I don't want another Kala Krishnadas. That was the first response of the Lord. I don't want trouble, because what Lord Chaitanya had to do, he had to go and face the tribe to rescue his servant. And all these people start attacking him with weapons. They throw weapons, spears and swords and different weapons to Lord Chaitanya. And by the power of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all the weapons turned against them and they were killed. And in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rescued his servant, Kala Krishnadas. You can imagine what an embarrassment for Kala Krishnadas. Still, the Lord gave him mercy in another way. He sent him with some other associates later on. He was accepted by the Lord. He got mercy. But this very intimate mercy of achieved by Mahavadra Bhattacharya. Why did he achieve? Because he was well behaved. And then what Sarvottamadhara Goswami and Ramananda Roy advised, they said, do not worry, this Brahmana, Mahavadra Bhattacharya, he is paka. He won't do that. He won't get you into trouble. So be peaceful. You don't have to worry. And then they sent another anonymous Brahmana, who also must have been well behaved. And we see from the tripling that the Lord was very pleased with them. So it is important, even though mercy is the ultimate factor to get the mercy, even a crow can become Garuda, as mentioned here. There is also one statement quoted by Srila Prabhupada on the opposite, that if a crow goes to the top, this is by Janaki Pandit, a crow goes to the top of the temple, to the column of the temple, the stamba, like we see Sri Garuda Dev is there, that is, the column is invisible to avoid that Srila Prabhupada sees, but there is a column there. So, if a crow will go to the stamba, to the column, that does not make it Garuda. So, Sanaka Pandit says, similarly, a person is what he or she is by his qualities and not by position. The external position, that doesn't make the person. We can fake it for a while, but what makes the person is the qualities. So, on the other hand, if a crow, there are some crows outside, they may have seen some kind of the family of the crow, you know. They don't seem very interesting. And sometimes they disturb the these smaller birds. You were saying the name of the bird. I'm second. My English is my mother tongue, so I don't know what all the names of the birds, so you can say.
So there was a sparrow.
They disturb the sparrow, and there is another type of birds. In Spanish we say golondrinas, but anyway, it's another type of bird. And they go and disturb them. But if the crow gets the mercy of the Lord, then the crow becomes Garuda. This is the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But the Lord can explain it here. So, still, personal endeavor is necessary. Personal endeavor is necessary. And the personal endeavor is a way of attracting the mercy of the Lord. It is like we see the devotee getting the mercy of the Lord in the picture, and he's doing a personal endeavor. The only thing he's doing is just calling out to Krishna with whatever feeling is there, calling out to Krishna with as much feeling as possible. And then Krishna sees the devotee and then picks him up. Of course, if he wants, he can pick out someone who is not calling out, who is drowning and doesn't have even the strength to properly call out. So this is an important point of the principle of mercy, and this we see again and again through Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. Thank you very much for listening passionately. If you want to ask any questions or make comments.
Thank you very much. Very nice point on mercy. I have a question. Since Kala Krishna Das is an associate of Lord Chaitanya, is traveling, and he even Lord rescued, even he is attracted to a low-class tribal woman. But then how to understand the mercy of Lord Chaitanya in the case of Chota Haridas, where he had completely abandoned him?
Yes, very good question. It was written purpose of the section, the chapter in Chota Kalidas, the main point that Srila Prabhupada emphasizes is that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wanted to establish a precedent, teach a lesson to his future followers in terms of avoiding hypocrisy. So he wanted to make a point, and the only way to make it clear, if he would have just said, okay, we will take seriously, but not as seriously. But when we remember the incident of Chota Kalidas, we are scared sometimes. We become scared. I should be careful what I do, what I think, what to speak of what I do. Because the issue was about thinking, was about, he didn't do, from an external point of view, Chota Kalidas didn't seem to do such a big thing. Come on, he went, someone could say, come on, he went there, he went to get rice to cook for Lord Chaitanya. He was helping a devotee to cook for the Lord. And he went to a house of Vaishnavi, very senior Vaishnavi. What's the problem? But Lord Chaitanya detected something, or at least in the Leela, it was like that, and he wanted to teach the lesson. And actually he gave him mercy because Chota Kalidas came even after committing suicide, and even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was very strong externally with him. And he said, okay, yes, he got his reaction. But then he accepted his songs, because he was a singer, he accepted his songs as a Gandharva. So the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is always there. How he gives it, that's up to him. It is not that mercy means only when we are successful, we're getting mercy. And we are not externally successful, we're not getting mercy. Sometimes not being successful, like the anonymous devotee who appears in this section, is much more mercy than being successful. Because success makes us proud, and pride can destroy or can block us from getting the mercy. So the mercy of the Lord comes in many different ways. And it is beyond our power to decide. Still, the lesson is there to teach us good behavior in order to invoke a more direct mercy. That we don't have to get it from the other side. That we don't have to get it as a slap. But the mercy of the Lord is absolute. So the embrace of the Lord and the slap of the Lord, both are good. State of consciousness, and things like that. Well, like when I, they say that drivers who feel more secure while driving, statistics show that they tend to have more accidents than others, because they trust too much themselves. So if we think that okay, I'm no problem, I can do anything, I'm okay, I will not fall down, and we don't take shelter of the Lord, then the Lord may teach us a lesson and say, okay, you think you can do it by yourself, you do it by yourself. And then our vulnerability becomes manifest, and then okay, then we learn a lesson in this way. In this way we get the mercy. Of course, another way of looking at it is that we already fall down. So for someone who is fallen, what is the point of falling down? Did you get it? So we think fall down is not just to do something to break the fourth rule of these principles. This is a very basic way of fall down. But fall down means that I have a hunger consciousness. I still think I am the doer. I still think I am the enjoyer. I still think I am the owner to a certain extent. Then I'm fallen. What is the point of falling down in such a situation? So we can look from two perspectives. In both cases, we should not take it for granted. And yet, on the other hand, it isn't very, the devotional service is very beautiful because it reconciles all the opposites. On the one hand, we are instructed, do not take it for granted. On the other hand, we are told, Krishna is so merciful that you will get the mercy. So don't worry. You will get it. And I printed one quote from the Nectar of Devotion, and I will read it to end. It's a quote by Srila Prabhupada. It is about Ashavanda. As Srila Prabhupada writes, the strong conviction that one will certainly receive the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is called in Sanskrit Ashavanda. Ashavanda means to continue to think, because I am trying my best to follow the routine principles of devotional service, I am sure that I will go back to Godhead, back to home. In this connection, one prayer by Rupa Goswami is sufficient to exemplify this hopefulness. He says, I have no love for Krishna, nor for the causes of developing love of Krishna, namely hearing and chanting. And the process of bhakti yoga, by which one is always thinking of Krishna and fixing his lotus feet in the heart, is also lacking in me. As far as philosophical knowledge or pious works are concerned, I don't see any opportunity for me to execute such activities. But above all, I am not even born of a nice family. Therefore, I must simply pray to you, Gopijana Balava, Krishna, maintainer and beloved of the gopis. I simply wish and hope that some way or other I may be able to approach your lotus feet, and this hope is giving me pain. Because I think myself quite incompetent to approach that transcendental goal of life. The purpose is that under this heading of Ashavanda, one should continue to hope against hope that some way or other he will be able to approach the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Shri Prabhupada ki jai.